There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. Thanks for being here. Osher Ginsberg here. Hope you're doing all right. If you've never listened to this show, g'day. I'm Osher. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. What else am I? I'm an earplug wearing, eye mask wearing, night shift working kind of guy right now. And I've been making this show since 2013. The show is called Better Than Yesterday. Something that you hear on this show will help you make today better than yesterday. That's it. That's the end of it. I'm here Mondays with a guest. Fridays, I'm here with you. And that's about the size of it. Hope you're doing okay. If you want to get in touch with me, pretty simple. Send osheremail@gmail.com. That's the one-stop shop. DMs and stuff, I just don't get the chance. There's a lot of them. So emails, if you could be bothered to send me an email, I could be bothered to write back to you. But DMs, I just tend to not go near because there's a lot of them. Anyway, nice to have you here. Thanks for being a part of it. I wanted to say thank you for the support on Idol Australians, the podcast I'm doing with James Matheson at the moment. There's a little moment, actually, I really wanted to play this because, you know, it's great. We talked with Dolly Doctor, Dr. Melissa Kang this week. You remember Dolly Doctor?
Yeah.
The Dolly Doctor. The woman that taught a nation sex education before the internet. She's an incredible human being. Anyway, she came on the show and before she popped on, Jim and I were talking about our resting faces and Jimmy says he's got a resting smile face. And I talked about my frightened smile face. I have a frightened smile when I get into a perhaps like a very intense discussion, usually with an intimate partner. My face, when I'm nervous, goes into a smile and it's not good. And Jimmy could relate.
I have a friend when he's in couples counselling and he's very nervous and he's upset, that nervous quivering smile breaks out and he gets torn to shreds.
I've been hit for it. You can find Idol Australians where you found this podcast, IDLE Australians. Just type that into wherever you find your podcast and that's where we'll be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, good. I'm just getting texts from my wife, Audrey. She's just got another her second vaccination shot, the Pfizer. So I'm very happy about that. I couldn't get in, so I'm still waiting on mine. I'm not going to be able to get mine for a couple more weeks yet. But if you're locked down, I'm sorry to hear that you're locked down. Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness going on in our country at the moment around uncertainty, around vaccination, around what our economy looks like, around what our government looks like, around accountability with our leaders, not only with our vaccine situation and our quarantine situation as far as the COVID-19 pandemic, but also, to be honest, with our climate targets. And there's a lot of very dodgy accounting going on and some pretty stifling shuffling of facts to get people under the line. So there's a lot going on, and it did make me think about, I manage my anxiety very well these days. If you're new to the show, I once had a very big problem with psychosis that manifested as paranoid delusions, and it was related to climate anxiety. And so for a long time, I fixated on anything climate related, even to the point where a leaf rustling on a tree was enough to send me into a tailspin. And it really did get me thinking about, there's so much negative news in the world at the moment, particularly our world in Australia at the moment, as we see footage of other countries opening up and people going to the beach and having fun and being in concerts and, you know, big crowds of people again. And like, we all want that again, right? But it's kind of hard to see positives. And it did remind me to be mindful of my own thoughts and be mindful of what my thoughts are doing. And it reminded me of something that was first told me when I was learning to snowboard through trees, which if you do it right is a heap of fun, and if you do it wrong can potentially kill you. And it's interesting because it was the same thing that was taught to me when I was learning to ride a motorcycle, and it's what same thing that was taught to me when I learned to ride a bicycle. And it's the thing I said to this kid I used to live with. I lived in the back house of a house that lived in the front of the family, and I taught the little girl when she was 8, I taught her how to ride a bicycle. And it's a really simple phrase, and you've heard it a million times: you go where you look. So there's this fascinating phenomenon, I've spoken about it on this show before, there's a fascinating phenomenon called target fixation. And it's usually referred to on motorcycle riders and bicycle riders because the small subconscious movements that you make as a bicycle rider or a motorcycle rider will direct the path of the vehicle that you're on, bicycle or motorbike. And so with this little girl, which her name wasn't it, but I'll call her Jenny. With this little girl, we were practicing in the alley behind our house in Venice Beach. And Jenny kept crashing into the big wheelie bins in the alley because they were on the left-hand side of the road and the garages were on the right-hand side of the road, and there was a clear path in the middle. And she was really worried about hitting the trash cans, she called them. I don't want to hit the trash cans. I don't want to hit the trash cans. I kept saying, Jenny, you'll go where you look. You'll go where you look. If you look for the gap, the bike will go for the gap. And she crashed in the trash cans once or twice. And I said, you'll look for the gap. Look for where you want to go. You'll go where you look. And sure enough, third time, she didn't hit the trash cans. And she learned very quickly that even though stuff's coming either side of you, if you look at the gap, if you look for the gaps, your body will subconsciously push you through the gap. And it's a wild phenomenon, but it's true. It can get you into trouble. You can see dash cam footage of motorcyclists hitting telephone poles and things like that on the side of the road because they don't want to hit it. So they just keep staring at it and their car takes them that way. And, you know, it's the same with snowboarding. If you look for the gaps, you won't hit the trees. If you look for the trees, you'll hit the trees. You've got to look for the gaps. Steer with your eyes. You'll go where you look. And I was thinking that this is really apt and a really apt analogy to discuss and have a think about automatic negative thoughts and when the cascades of negative thoughts kind of hit you and everything in your immediate environment is annoying you. Because once you start to look only for the trees or only for the telephone poles, all you see is trees and telephone poles and all you'll do is crash into them. If you look for the gaps and if you look for the good things, soon enough you'll start to only see the gaps and start to see the good things, or you'll see them enough that you'll be relieved of this feeling that everything is piling in on you. And you can actually train your brain to see these things, because what happens is if you start seeing negative things, you'll get affected by those negative things and there may be a thinking error that comes going, oh, negative things always happen. So you start looking for more negative things, you start crashing into more negative things, and then it reinforces that the negative things only happen. And soon enough, all you're doing is seeing the negative in every situation. Even though there's positives in every situation, even though there's positives, you will only see the negatives in that situation, reinforcing this false belief that only negative things happen to you, or only bad things happen to you, or you'll never get a chance, or every time you try something, everything fails, or such and such. These aren't real, but they're reinforced as like kind of a fake real by what your brain's doing, because your brain has stopped being able to see the positives. Your brain has actually stopped being able to see the gaps in the trees, the safe path beyond the trash cans. That you can train your brain to start looking for that daylight again. You can train your brain to start seeing the positives in every situation again. It takes work, but it absolutely works. I know because I've done it. And in my situation, what it looked like was, firstly, you know, a really simple trick is just saying, swapping out "I've got to" such and such to "I get to" such and such. "Oh, I've got to take the bins out" to "Well, I get to take the bins out. I live in a city where we don't have to burn our rubbish, or we don't have to dig a hole and bury our rubbish in the yard. I live in a city where we have a, you know, I pay rates and a big truck comes by us on Wednesday mornings and empties the trash and recycles it for me. I get to live in a city like that. I need to spend 90 seconds taking the bins up the driveway in the cold, but wow, you know, that I get to, oh, I've got to take the, no, you can't right now because you're in lockdown. But I'm like, oh, I've got to get the boys' lunch together. I've got to take the kid to childcare. I get to take the kid to childcare. I get to have this incredible opportunity to take this kid to have, you know, a socialization experience with other kids and learn things from educators and explore and learn and come back with, you know, more neural pathways. And like, I get to do these things. Oh, I've got to do the dishes. I get to do the dishes. I get the chance now to clean these dishes so that my family can have safe food to eat the next time we sit down and have a meal. Swapping out "I've got to" with "I get to" is one way to do it. But you might not be ready for that yet, because you still might be going, "Oh, fuck, I've always got to do the dishes," or "I've always got to take the kid to childcare." Like, that's fair enough. The way to start training your brain to that is spending, you can set your timer on your phone. Spend like, I don't know, three times a day, spend a minute. Just a minute. That's all. 60 seconds you can do it for. Sitting where you are and looking around and finding things to be grateful for. I'm grateful that we don't run the house off a generator. I'm grateful we have power. I'm grateful we have clean water, clean, fresh, safe water that can come out of a tap in our country. I'm grateful that when I use the toilet, my poo and my wee get flushed far away and get treated into, you know, water that is then safe to put back out in the ocean or the water system or wherever it is you live. Like, those three things are life-changing things. And they're in your house. If you're listening to this, you have electricity. They're in your house. And those things are incredible. And it might feel like, oh, fuck, but yes, they're always that. Yes, but take the time to understand how profoundly incredible they are. And life's, I have a fridge, I have refrigeration, you know. That is amazing. That is like in technology that's keeping people around the world alive, that people who don't have refrigeration, they are in peril. So that's like just 1 minute. And then it might feel like, oh, fuck, all right, you know, that doesn't make sense. But trust me, after time, take a little bit of time. I'm grateful that I have clothes to wear. I'm grateful that I'm sheltered from the outside air. I'm grateful that I'm warm, or I'm grateful that I'm dry. I'm grateful I'm out of the sun. You know, I don't live in a tent or whatever. Take the time to do that. Only takes 3 minutes a day in 1 minute increments. Take the time to do that. Doing something positive for another person is also very helpful. Helping other people is a good way out of it. You don't even have to do it to their face. You can find a way to do it. Being grateful to other people around you and like be honestly thankful about something that they've done for you. Thank you for that. I'm grateful you went and got that for me. It might feel weird to say, but what that's doing is it's training your brain in the dance of a new neural pathway of seeing and looking for things that have gone well or do go well. And that starts to then automatically put into your head that not everything is always bad. And that when bad things do happen, they will, because, you know, pain and suffering is a part of life. That is what it is to be human. Rather than going, everything is bad, or everything's always bad and everything always will be bad, that's a complete falsehood, but it feels real. I know it. It feels real. Those parts of your brain start to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and eventually those thoughts will start to automatically be like, this sucks right now, but I know that by tonight it'll be okay. Or I know that by tomorrow it'll be okay. Or, oh, I know that I will figure out whatever. Now I've got a problem, like there's no car space, or I broke a glass, or I don't know, this person didn't text me back. okay, I'll figure it out. And just trusting in your ability to cope. And if you start looking for the gaps, if you start looking for the positivity, soon enough, that is all you'll see. And just like with riding a bicycle or a motorbike or snowboarding through the trees, you get better and better and better at it to the point where you actually look forward to it. And you go, oh, cool, man. I know how to, if I reach a tricky moment, I know what to do here. I know how to get through this. I've been on a scooter in Bali with Audrey on the back of the scooter, like mind-blowingly terrifying. There's a road between Canggu and, I can't remember, there's like a shortcut through a rice paddy. And it was fucking terrifying, man. There's like scooters and taxis and everything coming in every direction. And I got Audrey on the back, and the whole time I'm just like, look for the gaps, look for the gaps, look for the gaps. Steer with your eyes, look for the gaps. And instead of staring at the taxis and the other cars and the scooter with five people holding a, you know, three Chinese laundry bags full of chickens on either side of them, if I look for the gaps, we got through fine. I still went, yeah, like it was still scary, but we were fine. And it's the same on the motorbike, and it's the same on the bicycle. And yes, it was the same when I was teaching young Jenny to ride a bike. If you look for the things that you're afraid to crash into, you'll always crash into them. If you look for the gaps, you'll be all right. If you look for the negativity, you might not even realize that it's happening automatically. You'll always hit that negativity, reinforcing the idea that there's negativity in your life. But if you look for the gaps, if you look for the positivity, if you look for the good things, soon enough, you'll train your brain to react in those situations to find those automatically. And so when you get into those emergency situations, when you hit with a crisis, yes, it's still bad, but it's not all bad. I just wanted to reflect on that because right now, that's the thing that I'm trying really hard to work on. I'm trying to look for the gaps. And it still works, but you got to do it, man. You got to do it. All right, I'm off out the backyard to throw some kettlebells around to release a bit of this pressure. Because that's the other thing you got to do. Do some physical exercise and try to get yourself some good sleep and some good food. All right. You work on those things, things are going to be okay. Monday's show, I'm very excited about Monday's show because it's with Simon Holloway. You may not know the name, but you know the thing that he was a part of creating. He's one of the directors of Veggie Pod. You might even have one in your garden. We've got one. Veggie Pod is like a tiny little wicking bed where you can grow your veggies. We grew veggies on our balcony in our old apartment. And great amounts of veggies on our balcony. It's a conversation not just about growing veggies and growing food, but also about our food supply and the very strange situation that we as a country have found ourselves in with only two real options when it comes to groceries and the wild control that those two companies have over our day-to-day lives. It's pretty full on. So we start, come for the veggies, stay for the deep dive because it gets pretty dark. It's great. It's really interesting. He's got some eye-opening stuff to talk about and stuff that's not based on fantasy, like he's seen it face-to-face. It's a cracking chat. Look after yourself. Get a vaccination if you can. If not, you come wait in the queue with me. And I'll see you on Monday. Until we speak next time, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.